It's the review on the Anfield Wrap after Rangers 1, Liverpool 7. It's Dan Morgan, Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers to go through this game. We've done a lot on shapes and systems, I think, Sean, over the past few games, none more so because it's been intriguing and we've been having to second guess what the idea from Liverpool was. But I think for this one, let's start by having a little bit more of a look at selections and maybe what's framing them around mitigating injury risk, or maybe being a little bit too risk averse in Liverpool's case. I think we can maybe take this one as its own thing, in the sense of nothing more so than the fact that the manager doesn't seem to really rate the opposition here and the risk of the opposition. But in this sort of block of games, the first quarter of the season, do you think Liverpool's selections have been framed by anything other than A, who is available, and B, who they think is the best players or the best 11 to put out at any one time?
Yeah, I think there's been a lot of firefighting. It goes all the way back to pre-season, doesn't it? I think by the time we've gone fourth game into the season, I think we'd had 6 hamstring injuries at that point in time. And look, some of them are like, all of them are a bit randomised, but the problem, as you know, it gives you when you've got them injuries is it takes away the ability to rotate, and then means you're well aware that you risk loading players, which is, I think, what's happened with Jordan Henderson, to a lesser degree, maybe what's happened to Andy Robertson, that you end up loading players too much, which then increases their chance of getting injured in that regard. So I think there has been a lot of firefighting in that. And the other problem you've got is if players are out of form, it hasn't been that easy for Liverpool to drop an alternative in who is in form. If you were to say who's been in form consistently over this period of the season from August, not many names that would jump out of you, are there?